Log Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Do-do-do-do-do.
motion of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a pole is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy to build a better nation. Clean up your creation. Of a soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I am here. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Yes. Let's see what's going on here. I don't see what is happening here. What is the problem? I don't understand. My chat room is closed. Now, let's see. Just for another few seconds, I'll be right back. So good, and still don't see appearance. Okay, yes, I think the judge will split everything 50-50. I am ordering some dinner to arrive at 6. Okay. Okay, now let's get around to what we are looking at here. My something is not going okay with my chat room. It's not open, and I don't know what to say about this. I do not know what to say about this. Why is it not sound open chat? Yeah, why is not opening chat? Open chat. Open chat. Open chat. It's not opening chat. Open chat. No? Something is not right with chat. Okay. Okay. Okay, I will schedule the dinner to arrive soon. All right. And so, all right. I don't have chat room going on. So be it. I will go ahead and carry on. Listen, my friend. I am here, and I am here alone. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timothy Aldred. I am a strange person here in the good Lord's paradise. I am very conscious of what my life is like. I'm very conscious about that. And because I grew up in the church, I'm very educated in what the church is about. People can ask me any question they want, and it would be welcome by me, of course, because I am knowledgeable in the church. So it will be good conversation. However, I go beyond just that knowledge. I have knowledge, world history, like the Glencoe world history, Spivogel, National Geographic. Now, it's a vast amount of education, educational information in this textbook. How many people are familiar with the details in it, like I do? I don't know. Okay? I do believe some people have been informed at some point, either that somebody tell them or they read themselves, you know. However, I have come to know some very depressing things with my knowledge of the history, because there we have a division of history now. And let me explain some of this knowledge that I have to you, that now when I speak of civilization and the meaning of civilization, which is to say, civilization was not always on the earth, according to both history, both prehistory and the general, we call it historical times. Prehistory information, and we have historical time, which is our time, let's say, what is called AD, Anno Domini era, the time of Christ. And I'm trying to say, not trying to say, but I have to say, the historical time history is not altogether matching prehistory. It does not. However, it is a history that has history of worth. And I do respect that history of worth, because it does offer, it offers a useful amount of information . Now, prehistory cannot be contradicted, and the historical time history cannot contradict prehistory. And if you see anything in the National Geographic that contradicts, and it does, contradicts prehistory. So I can tell you that. However, so I am making you know my knowledge is not fanatical. Because when you have complexity such as this, you have got to be someone who is not spoiled. And you understand what history tells about the life forms that spring up on the earth. Now, where we have no contradiction between these two type of history, we have to look and see where some kind of contradiction come in from any side. Now, it is not possible for prehistory to be wrong, as far as I know. Prehistory will never be wrong unless somebody say things misrepresenting prehistory. As long as it is some writing do harm and misrepresent prehistory, there will be no misrepresentation, no harm in the prehistory. Now, the Bible, though, is a different type of a devil that. And you've got to be careful about that. And, you know, if you're able to blame me for saying this, now, I didn't say that about the world history, historical time book. Now, the Bible is not even rated as historical time book. No, because the book is not a book of real history anywhere. I don't say there are not a few things found in the Bible, whether Old Testament or New Testament. But the book doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say it is an history book. It doesn't say that. You look on the cover, and what does it say? The cover of this book says, Chain Reference Bible, 4th It says 4th Proved Edition. That means it's not the first edition. Containing Thompson's original and complete system of Bible study. All right? So basically, is what you would see on the face of this book. This book has a cover. You know, you wouldn't see that out on the cover. But you have the appropriate page that it's not marked for reading pages, but it has a page that would represent what you would see on the cover, like Thompson Chaine Reference Bible, 4th Improved Edition, they say. So improved could mean that they had other things to the Word of God or talk all kinds of things like that, because according to them, though, that doesn't mean that it doesn't go like that, because the people who produced the Bible did not produce a history book. They don't tell you no place where this book holds authority that this book is a history book. Now, but the respect of the Bible exalted it above any history at all. Because people who write the Bible, they write some things good in there, of course. But it will never stand in the place of either historical time facts or prehistory facts. The Bible cannot take the stand or the place for these two materials. So we have to know the value of prehistory. And I would not give away the historical time Bible because I find it of great importance. So I tell you that some flaws is in there, but I still maintain that information of value is still in this Bible. Right? And the world history textbook is supposed to have pure factual history in there as well. But it's not, because of the people who produce the Bible. It's not people, it's the hominid, the white people, the European there. And they don't have no authority whatsoever to write anything. No, if they're running the world, that tells you that something gone wrong in the world, don't you think? You better know that, for real. And if any preacher was talking to you and tell you the things that I am saying, any preacher, any Christian preacher, it wouldn't mean the same. The fact that that preacher is Christian. The information in the world to guide people to know the things that be in the world for good knowledge cannot be told by Christians. It just cannot. All right. And because I say that, I will hurry on to tell you more things that will support fully and in purity why Christian and Christianity is blasphemous, and the people who are deceived are the ones who don't know what Christianity is. I would like to tell you specific things in the World History Textbook concerning historical times, okay? So, it is very important that we give ourselves to words that tell us the truth, and that if we are not drunk enough to block the understanding of the knowledge, it benefits us to know. All right? So what I'm going to do now, before I go further and get into why Christianity is a doggish yes. I'm thinking about what is appropriate that follows this. The dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, homosexuals, Christianity. And I'm not talking about people who believe in Christianity and believe that a Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea. If you believe that, like my parents, because the white people, them, who established the Bible, they themselves say they are making up a new world order, the white people, them. However, nobody's going to understand where the white people come from and why we have all of these old bunch of corruption into a Bible and call the Holy Bible. And clearly, this guy is able to tell you, anytime the Bible tells you something is good, you better throw it away. In most cases. Because I cannot honestly say there is nothing good in the Bible that, you know, period. No, I would never say that. Because I grew up in a church. That my parents, father and mother, their lives were affected by the Bible. And in a positive context, because I don't judge my parents to be knowledgeable as to what they were believing in. Mm-mm. Based on time and space, on the things that have occurred before they were born, doesn't allow them to know better. And when I was born, the fifth child of our parents, they gladly go to church. I know this very, very clearly, that they go to church and we follow them to church. There's hardly any time when we don't follow them to church, maybe for different innocuous reasons. But I am telling you, 100,000 years ago, a lot of things happened concerning the creation of the human being. If you think the Bible is telling about Adam and Eve, and lead your mind to think that it is a story that goes back, you know, a million or two in the past. That's not true. Prehistory and historical time, history, will lead us to the fact of what I am saying. All right? Now, if you don't care to know the fact of what I'm saying and you don't see anything as substance in what I'm saying, well, I can't do nothing about that. I can only do about me. Oh, yeah. Every adult person has responsibility for the sanctity of their own life. Nobody should try to overrule them except a government that must put away people who are not able to live according to law and order. But apart from that, everybody is given the liberty to live their lives. All right. However, because there are so many corruption brought in the world by white people, I didn't know that. I grew up in church too. Follow my parents. And my parents, at least my mother, my cousin told me that before she passed away, she discovered that one of her child was not perceived as always was. That's what she tell my cousin. And we are all people that are bond together real good. We are good friends. And my cousin is a preacher right now. He's a Christian preacher. We get along, but not on the Christian part, not on the Bible part, because I am definitely more knowledgeable in the scripture than my cousin. So if I hold myself to be further in knowledge of the Bible and history more than he is, I don't mean to be disrespectful. It is a fact. Because we talk, and we definitely can't get all the knowledge we need to define and bring together. My cousin, as a preacher, rather to like change the conversation and go on to something else. You see what I mean? When there is weighty matter to dissolve here, and he will run away from it. Right, but we still cool. We still cool. We have understanding. All right, so I can let him alone, and he, you know, I mean, keep running away from me, but we are still together. Okay, I love the fact that it is like that, because, you know, being cousins, and we share good friendship, understanding, you know, and we come from two family with quite a few children, you see what I mean? So I wouldn't want to have, you know, anyone, even though we cannot always hold things together. But this cousin of mine, I am very proud of him. I mean, in the way that we grow up and behave ourselves. All right. What I'm trying to tell you is that he is the cousin that my mother confided in before she passed away. And she tell him that, look, I want you to pay some attention to Tim, because the reason is she heard me talking things I didn't talk like that before. No, I understand that. You know, and no reason to disbelieve my cousin. No. I believe every word he said, judge him with no motive of embellishing anything. I love my cousin. I trust him. A man with a family and quite a few siblings. And he is a special one in the family, okay? I began, before my parents passed away, to attain a higher understanding of things in the world. And I was not going I was not being tutored by any human being at all. Not my father, not my mother, not my brother, not my sister, nor cousins, nor friends. I begin to read at the little level that I was able to read at. For the most of the time, until I'm aged from seven years of age, when I begin to follow the church as a little youngster, that don't know anything that the church is about. I didn't, you know, I wasn't a precocious child. I definitely was not a precocious child. But as I grow up in my way of thinking, I had my attitude. I had an attitude. So I don't know about that, except I can only say that's the way I was, right? And so I didn't know about what my mother, I didn't know that she told my cousin anything, but it is after she passed away and we all came together in the United States, and where we, of course, you know, the difference in being into Jamaica, what we would be concerned with when we were in Jamaica, being in America kind of changed up a lot of different perspective for our thinking, you see. So that's how my cousin get to relate to me what my mother said to him. And I really, I'm impressed with that. I'm impressed with what my mother said, because I know it is true. He wouldn't tell me that. Not even in his dream, he wouldn't tell me that. So my mother knew that whether I was going off on my head and my brain, well, of course, you know, all of us are diseased, affected. All of us born affected with disease. They used to give us what they call injection to vaccination and all them kind of thing, and push up all kind of a stuff into inside our body. And nobody paid those things any attention. So my parents were not in any way to my attention aware of anything that white people who mastered Christianity. They invented Christianity, white people in Europe, and they don't have any authorization, to do anything such as that. But there's an explanation, of which I may not say it right now, but there is an explanation why who we call white people are there, and they are known European. No sooner, notice what I'm going to tell you, no sooner than they leave Europe and come to any of our settlements. Remember, we come from Africa, where we were created, and come to the Western world. When the Europe, the hominid white people them, because that's their species, separating from us, that is sapien. We human, African, are sapien. Every single one of us. And something happened where they, the white people in Europe at that time, when we were leaving and coming to the Western world, they, if you understand what hominid species is, that describe all white people. It doesn't matter what they look like today, but as what, once you can identify them as white people, that's where they come from, Europe. And they left Africa, where they develop as apes, primates, over millions of years, 3 to 4 million years. And they go up there. And when they were leaving Africa and going up there, according to them, according to the history, they developed to a higher level of life. But when I read that in the World History textbook, I didn't get the realization as to why they improve from the level of hominid that they were always for millions of years, 1.5 million years ago. When they left Africa and go into Europe, bang, 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 happen at that time. And it is a situation that apes were able to think and make sexual mischief with our species. First subgroup from our species is Neanderthals. And within that time of 100, not of 100, go, step back. Within the time of 1.5 million years was when things got rotten, when they, hominid, white people, met with our species that came up in Africa. Look at the time, 250,000 years ago. If you don't want to take this serious, you're looking at the world as a bright mirror showing you graphically the fact of what I am saying. That when I read it in the World History textbook, why I come to the realization of what I'm telling you. And I am not sure there is another human being on the planet Earth that is going to tell you that. But I can tell you this, that somebody with much better sense than me can make more sense of what I'm saying and show you graphically that what he's saying is what you're looking at in the world today. Yeah. Somebody with more sense than me, from what, even if they didn't know it, from the fact that I am telling you this, they see me pointing way back in time. And when nothing could have gone in a different way and produced a world looking in the mural here, the way I am explaining and point to the mural and show you. You are seeing this picture because that happened back there. Now, why did they write into this World History textbook and said that they developed being the same hominid, and right away they begin to like call themselves humans? There's a reason why white people are calling themselves humans, and they are holding it in such a way that today people who become Christians are not really able to do any better than become Christian, when Christianity is not a fact of life, but you believe in it anyway. And the Bible is full of that whole bunch of nasty, sore stuff. And we believe it anyway. I alarm at the kind of thing we believe. That even if you go to university, you're reading it and you believe it anyway. Okay? Now, what is going to happen is that these white people are going to perish, you see, by exactly the things I'm telling you. They're going to perish. And see, as you well know, all of what happened over the past, say, 2,000 years, these folks do nothing beside the most vomiting kind of beastly stuff to the African indigenous people. That even when we are stamped with the word indigenous, they don't give a darn about we being indigenous. Because what? It doesn't matter where we go and flee to the uttermost part of the earth. They are coming there. These homosexuals are coming there. And what makes them the homosexual that they are, it is what they have done, evil. They are no longer the hominid that they were, but they are the hominid is the origin of their blood and their taxonomy. They can't done away with that. It doesn't matter how they interbreed with anything else and how they are affected by it. And they do, because they never did talk anything. They couldn't talk. But right now they will talk all kind of thing and tell you, you know, how they come and all kind of nasty foolishness. They write, because now they can write and talk. But guess what? They always run into things they cannot manage when they are talking. But they knew what to do to give them leverage, though. And that is to use their monkey blood and destroy our brain. And that they have done. I think that something that come along the line in our Elohim blood they use to create us human beings. And regardless of what these white people do, we will overcome. But after we have suffered immensely, something that should never happen. They write a Bible, and they write a New World Order, and they have a Bible on them. You know, everything monkey up, monkey up, monkey up. Everywhere we go, it's monkey business. And because that monkey business, clearly I can explain and point to you where we are suffering from the monkey blood. To this day, the status of our life, why we become purple, why they were able to do us in like this. You know, it is because we have lost our brain. Do you know that? That's hard for people to take, but that's the truth. Because you can't have things so twisted and incorrect and we satisfy with it. That they could do the kind of things they do to us and we still say we are Christian and we don't care what color Jesus is and all this kind of stuff. In the Bible, there are too many contradictions. And all the things that belongs to us, these folks take it away from us and bring us all into the church and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and everything like that. Now, evidence is clear that we were created 200,000 years ago. And all of these things that go into South Africa, and you can see this. We don't go to South Africa because of the white people, them, who say they have a Adamani government, which not even frog piss is worse. What they have going on in the world and say they have a government and they make up embassies and all these different things they make up. If you know the truth, you will understand why we are not governing ourselves. kingship government. Now, I see the gods looking down on us and wondering, when will we solve this problem? Because what I'm telling you is exactly what happened on this planet. So I am saying to you, the final, the time when my brain open up to something that I am coming along, I'm learning some things, but there are some things that I need to solve some problems. And I can tell that when I read what they said in the scripture, not in the scripture, but what he said, how we were created, right? Human species was created millions of years after the hominids, okay? And you will be able to think for yourself. There are a species that came about between 3 to 4 million years, long before humanity came about in the world history textbook. And that's why I say in historic time history, like the world history textbook I'm telling you about, National Geographic. Some people think that, oh, but the white man writes it. You know, look, that's Rastaman thinking. Because if you understand better about the knowledge that is brought down to us through Sumerian and the gods spending this much long time on Earth, and they're the one who taught us everything, language, everything like that. So if you wonder where all these things come from, it's not a god in the Bible. White people are telling us it's a god in the Bible, but nothing could happen like that. Nothing at all. And besides, the fact that the God in the Bible is not a God that do anything. If you read well and you understand that, the Bible doesn't have a God in there. Okay? Because, you know, that God in the Bible, they say, is perfect and holy and everything that is good, right? But you read too many places in the Bible that God is not like that. Like God is, that you read that God is like homosexual, that kill the African people. Like they're, you know, they have a reason that they cannot give account for, but they have a reason. They were the first to drop bomb on the African people. For what reason? Yeah, but they have reason to fight a war on African people all the time. And if it hadn't been for the African people, they wouldn't have anything. They couldn't talk because they weren't talk all the time. How did they begin to talk? We Africans don't even want to think about that. Do you know why we don't want to think about that? It's too deep to understand. You're not going in the way to read and find out why these things have a trail that can be unraveled. You know? And they have a song to unlock or... I don't think it's unlock, it's another word. But it's like you unpack. Yeah. There are things to unpack and they are here if we were thinking and seeking the knowledge. So what I am saying to you is that the white people them talk all kind of nonsense.
And they keep on talking about knowledge here and knowledge here, and they have the formula for everything. And they don't have none. White people do not. And you look on them and you think they will be there forever. That's not true. But listen to me. Words do mean what they say. Because words don't come from a God in the Bible. But the Elohim gods. Look at what they write in the Bible. Look what the white people write in the Christian Bible. Yeah. And the reason why we believe that God make heaven and earth in the 6 days and rest on the seventh day, and God lie in the Garden of Eden scripture, Genesis 3. He lied when he said, don't eat of this fruit because you will die, right? We don't pay attention to see when they wrote, because no serpent never come. There was no serpent at all. These white people make up these stories. And guess what? It is because of the disease that they use to affect our brain why we believe them. Because we would not. You can sit here and think that, you know, what I am saying don't make any sense. I know it makes sense because you won't come and narrate anything that sound beyond more accurate than what I'm saying. Right? So I didn't write what they wrote in this world literature textbook. But we don't have any reason to disrespect words. We do not, because words were before us. Hello? So it doesn't matter what these so-called humankind deceive the world wants to say. Because they claim to have they have the cure for everything. If you go back in the 16, 17 or so, you know, they were killing people who will ever step forward with academic solution for things, and they kill them. They kill them, and that's what Christianity is about, to kill the people with knowledge. That's what Christianity is about. Don't kid me, because I am telling you, we are the only, sodomites are the only rise to this level of understanding and will twist anything that academic fact says to be true. They will twist it. Because they say your mind must be unnatural before you understand the things of the Bible. How can, meaning that the things of the Bible is God's word, it's perfect, and nothing is true about that. Common sense will destroy them if we have the common sense of what is written in proper words. And in this world is the textbook that if this world literature textbook, if they could handle words in every way they want, we couldn't catch them into the whole bunch of filthy stuff that they write inside here. Because words, you could twist some words based on the context of it. And if somebody cannot correct what you're saying, they will get away with it. In this, that talk about early development. From right here, you begin to see these sodomite white people writing this at a time when they go through a transformation that they now interbreed with the Neanderthal first and look like human, and they get uplift in their brain because of the subgroup Neanderthals. These white people first in Africa, they take on our sapiens. And remember, They are hate, hominid. That's their ID. No matter what they do, that's what they are. And it's right here in the book that they say that they had improved themselves as hominids, but they only improve themselves within the context of hominid. They did not become another species. See that? They did not. All right. I read it to you. First of all, when I tell you, you can't change from hominid to sapien. You just cannot. You can interbreed, but it doesn't mean it's going to work out well, because this is what happened, and look at what they have done to the sapien species. They jump on the first subgroup of this, of the earthly species, and interbreed them for a long time until they begin to look like human being. Only that the Neanderthals, he said, they never have a language, but far they were superior to any hominid. You get it? All right. So they interbreed the Neanderthals until they actually now look like hominid. Yeah, they breed the Neanderthals until they actually begin to look like Neanderthals. That's what I want to tell you. Now, if you can find a better fact than what I'm reading in here, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to show you where they said that they have developed and become like a higher level hominid. They didn't say humans. All right. So now they begin to like twist and turn and calling calling hominid humans. That's what they begin to do, to make column, to put human in there where they want, when they say hominids, and then they show bracket and said humans and other creatures. They keep on bringing in this name human because they now do something that caused them to start look like human being, beginning with the Neanderthals. That is not hominid. It is not apes. Okay? The Neanderthals come directly from the wise sapien that came into Africa 250,000 years ago. That's what they say in this book. If anybody, as a fact, to make it better, all you see that going on in America and up in Washington and things and stuff like that, they don't have knowledge to function any government. They impose on the fact that our brain is gone and they can do anything with us. And that's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. And they will not have any higher level to go than where you see they are at, and what, where are the African people that you see now? A lot of them are educated. And of all the trials that they have been through, it's not that we were not supposed to be educated. We are the human educators, and they only know something from us, and because they get the blood and they were, could understand and go out and begin to get education from us, because they couldn't teach themselves. Just look at that fact. They couldn't teach themselves. 3.5 to 4 million years they couldn't teach and never fly like a bat. No. Okay? So they were not even as much as caterpillar, you know, a bat come out a caterpillar. They were not even like that. But I'm going to show you about these white people that we are here and, you know, just stumbling over and don't know what to do. We don't know what to do because they disrupt and our brain that is supposed to think at that level, okay, of command. Look what they did to Mandela. And look on what they did to, like, Haile Selassie. Look at what they did to Saddam and a lot more of our people. Because the intelligent man, these guys, and Mandela was a lawyer. And they put him away for life. And maybe have a little compassion on him and get him out and give him opportunity to rule and go on with a little thing, and he passed away and gone, right? But Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, and all these guys that you have there right now up there, Steele, Richard Steele, or what his name is. These guys, he's an Indian, and look at him. If anybody should be seeking to establish our kingship government, it should be Richard Steele's. It should be him. But he's not anywhere different from a hype man brain. Right? He's up there on their level because Steele cannot see that he cannot function under these men. He can't see it. Oprah Winfrey is on their level because she can't see it. If she can see it, well, she just can't make it known. She have to be under them. All right. And it's them I'm reading about that they are trying to be human being while we, by their disease, have gone dive down low. We are not the human that the gods create. And I'm talking about not that we are walking on three legs now. That's not what I'm saying. We're still walking on two legs, but we have African origin. We are ethnic people. We are for real, exclusively hybrid human being. Not like them. So unless we understand what happened in history, you will never know why white people who start out as evolved apes now calling themselves human beings. You won't know why. And unless you unravel the history, you will never know. But see us now, and if you want to think that it's not true that all these diseases that been killing us over the past 100,000 years, that's what put them where they are, and the World History Textbook tracks them from 100,000 years to right where we are here today. I read this for you. Listen to this. When they talk about the earliest development of human being, they mix up the Homo erectus, their species, with us, so that we don't know the difference. You understand that? I'm going to read and I'm going to, like, read it the way they write it inside here, okay? Because I want you to feel feel the inconsistencies that they couldn't be talking about human being and mix it up with ape species. But they are representing the fact that they have done something first with the Neanderthals and prepare them to on the other subgroup of the sapient species. And that is us here today. we are the ones that they messed up. Because we are the talking species of the sapien. But the first subgroup is the Neanderthals. The third, the greatest, I mean, the, it tells you that is a special species. The sapien is a special species. So when white people are mingling up with us and having children with us and all that, you know what kind of business that is? When them talk about conversion into Jesus Christ, you don't know what they're talking about. They know what they are talking about, but we do not know. I'm telling you, believing in Jesus Christ and having the Holy Ghost and who told about shut up and stuff. Those things are demonic stuff. When you're talking about Holy Ghost and St. Paul telling you, you know, you must interpret the tongues that you're speaking in, otherwise people are going to think you don't have any sense. You're speaking in unknown tongues. Those coro nonsense. That's what put us down where we are here. We just need to go get some mangoes and go to town and go sell mangoes. That's where we are. So anything happened today and where we are today, you want to come to America. You know, we're, you know, home of the free and the, all kind of good things happen in America. You don't know what America is with these white men ruling. You don't know, right? This is when I found out the fact that is like the lightning of thunder and the blast, the roll, and destroy a lot of things. This fact in this book. Here we go. The life form of species began with hominids. What is the first form? What is the first life form when dry ground came to earth? It was water cover before. But And what happened when began to form on the dry ground? Who it's the what we call them? I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. Okay. It's going to be all right. First life form on Earth. Once dry ground came, right? Not just water covering the Earth for a long time, billions of years, until dry land came. When did life on Earth begin? Earth is about 4.5 billion years old, Earth itself and its form. Scientists think that by 4.3 billion years ago, Earth may have developed conditions suitable to support life. That means having the ground, dry ground, right? The oldest known fossils, however, are only 3.7 billion years old, right? It says now, what is the earliest date of life on Earth? About 3.7 billion years ago, some kind of life begin to form. The earliest life form we know of were microscopic organisms, microbes, that left signals of their presence in rocks about 3.5 billion years. Hold. Okay? If you ask about second life form, what's this? I'm going to show you how I have run into it before, that anytime you talk about the second life form, you don't get no answer for that. But it is the ape, the primates, that I'm going to read to you about in a few seconds. Right? So now you see where the billions of years of microbes were on Earth, because it was after water receded, the life on Earth, the first life on Earth date, the first, right? That is the microbe. All right, so now we want to find out, since we know now about the microbes, right? In the microbes time now of billions of years, it's going to be like about 4 billion years that life forms higher than microbes begin to form, all right? So let's see now. All right. Second life form. Yes. Second life form on Earth date. Let's see what we're going to get, because they don't want to tell you it's them. Watch this. The earliest life form we know. It's repeating. It's gone back to tell me now. You know? It's gone back to tell me now. And if I ask now, I'm telling you, this is serious stuff. It's not the first time. This is like about maybe the fifth time or so. I try to get these white people to tell what was the second life form after these other microbes. It's them, it's their time, because it's the microbes them turn into monkeys, primates, right? But they won't say, because look, there is a third species to come. The microbe is not called a species, right? It is not classified as species. You talk about life form, all right? But life form can go through microbes and go through primates, monkeys, okay? White people don't want to put themselves to be known as monkeys or primates, which is the first to walk upright on two legs. It's them, it's not human being. It's them. And look, I am telling you, simple moves. Put them in a spot. They don't want to represent themselves. They don't want to have no history of themselves, because they want to take the place of human being. That's what these white people are doing. They want to take the place of human being. If you think I'm an idiot, tell me. All right, watch this now. All right. I'm going to ask the question in a different way. They may be even be listening to me and planning what to say. When EID, this is going to like appear as a question that is not directly aimed at them. That's the way it's going to perceive. Like, I didn't actually say it in a way for people to know that. I'm talking about the second species, right? Because it's only two species we have here in the World History textbook. Watch this. When did primates first appear? APPEPRINATE. When did primates? Yes. When did primates first appear on Earth? Let's go with this now. Watch this. Listen now. You see, they're going to answer me now because I don't pin them down on it. But they are the first. They are the first apes is a species. The first species is the ape. When I ask them for the second life form, they won't answer. They go back and repeat what they said the first time. All right. Now, I phrased it a different way. Nearly 55 million years ago. You notice we're not in the billions of years anymore under the microbes. We're not under the billions of year microbe time anymore. But when I asked for the first species, they are going back under the first time that covers the microbes. They are telling me about the microbes, which I'm not asking about microbes time of billion years. I want the first species, because the first species have a lot of things that designate it as a species. Taxonomic classification. You see, it don't go into the microbes. And these white people will not tell me that they are the first species. They will not tell because they want us in what they call now the modern man. They want us to accept them as human beings. So that means they are not accounting for the Neanderthal catastrophe. They don't want to tell us, even though in isolation, in another breath, in another understanding, they will tell you that they are Neanderthal crossbreed. Yeah, they will tell you that because it is too obvious time where people come on down the time know about that. So they have to like be threading lightly to keep them in secrecy. So now I am telling you, see, nearly 55 million years ago, primates first appear in the fossil record, nearly 55 million years ago, and may have originated as far back as Cretaceous period. You hear them say all of that? That's not what I want to know. I want to know who or what is the first. What is the first species? All right, let me go back now and see if they will tell me about the first species when I ask it this way. Is the first species I think white people are humans. You check this out. What about 3.7 billion years ago? Now, they said it's like 55 million years ago, right? That's what they said a while ago. 55 million years ago, and now this is saying the earliest life form, again, they're telling me about, 3 point something billion. And this 3 point something billion should be talking about million years. And it should not be microscopic. You see, they've dragged me back. I tell you, white people, you African people don't understand what's going on in the world, but it's this truth that must set us free. And if you don't want to understand it, you're going to stay underneath these. I only have high school education. And, okay, I graduate a paralegal college. I have that education. It helps me. But listen to me. People who are rich in word knowledge, like my brother with a PhD, and all over the world, millions and millions of people out of university, they should be teaching me this. They should be teaching me this. But I cannot my reliance on anyone, because regardless of how, damaged my brain is because of these white people 100,000 years ago, we are having all this problem right now. And they talk about they're ruling the world, and you know they're ready to destroy everywhere. They kill all of our kings, and you know, 509 BC. Till now, African people don't realize what has happened. Why they start calling themselves Romans? Why, we don't know, is because our brain is bad. And gradually, some of us come back to understand things that we used to understand. All right. But kind of seem unlikely that I would be someone to, like, read these, you know, primary things and see these relevance and dispute the foolishness when somebody, they are going back and forth. So it means these white people, they are not on the level of the natural African people. Like I told you, the first 100,000 years that we were created, there was no disease. There was nothing said that we were low on our IQ. None of that. None. Until we were leaving Africa and come to the Western world. Come on. We shouldn't have to be stumbling like this. All right. So I tell you. And so let me come back to what I wanted to read to you. I'm going to read to you this and see if you understand exactly what I'm trying to say to you. And remember, I'm going to read it as it is, and don't stop and comment and say anything, because I want to be done with this and go on to whatever else I would like to say. All right, I've been said all of those things. I'm going to start read the early stage I'm going to read from, this is, I want people to know what I'm reading. Glencoe, World History, Spivogel, National Geographic. Okay? And I am reading from page 20, chapter 1, and the headline is The First Humans. You hear how they start this? And it means that you must be careful of how you're reading, because these white people don't regard themselels as hominids, because they are hiding from the crossbreeding that they did. Neanderthals first, from our sapien species. They are primates. We are not. So you get it right. How they are going to begin to talk and mislead us because we are drunk with disease. Listen how they're going to talk about the early stages of development of human. Listen good. And like I said, I don't want to stop. I may be tempted, but I'm not going to stop. I'm going to try to be as my pronunciation, because I don't read all that good, right? But I'm going to ask you to try and listen to it and see what I'm trying to say to you. And go, and I tell you, go try and read it for yourself. Yes. Early stages of development. Catch it. Although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory of mankind than we have ever had before. Much of our understanding of early humans still depends on guesswork, giving the rate of new discoveries, the current theory of early humans, the current theory of early human life might well be changed in a few years. All right. Headline for this next section. From hominids, wise sapien. That's the two different species. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago, called Australopithecines, or southern apes, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished eastern and western Africa. They were the first hominids, bracket, humans, and other creatures that walk upright, to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe from yet another form of hominid. They have called it K Kenyatropos pletiops, the flat-faced man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old. A second stage in early human development, this has to do with when they caught the Neanderthals, my friends. This is where they're going to make a change on their status. And that is when they grab our sapien subgroup, the first subgroup, the Neanderthals, for years. And when I tell you, they interbreed with them until they start look like human beings, okay? But they couldn't talk. So this is where they get their change of life from. Watch this. A second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. You hear that? They were not Homo erectus before, but now they are gone up to a different name, Homo erectus. Upright humans. You hear this? Homo erectus is not human being, but this is where they interbreed with the humans. Now they are telling you that they walk upright, human being. You hear this? Lie. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. This was the time. Now you're going to see a change with them. Homo erectus made use larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa, coincidentally? No. And move into both Europe and Asia. When? 1.5 million years ago. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in cold areas. Watch this now. Watch this carefully. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. Wise sapien, wise human being. Two subgroup, Neanderthals and wise sapien, both developed from wise sapien. Now, that's where the human being come in. And it's when this human being, special species, sapien, came in. That's when they say they got a change to become Homo erectus. Now, listen. I don't know what you get from that, but I tell you what, I am going to like put this aside. If you don't get it, well, you know, try again. But it is clear to me that these white people don't belong among us, but because of our brain depression, we are not able to do it. So the best of us, they control us. Until somebody like me, okay, and if you begin also to see that them things that they have in the Bible about Jesus Christ and God is not true, and it is clear from the Bible point of view, it is not true. The reason why are connected to it is not by knowledge, it's by believing. and believing don't give you no knowledge. You didn't go to school and get belief as a subject. Nobody ever taught you how to believe something and how not to believe something. Not even in church is the worst place. They're never going to tell you that. They want you first to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There is that knowledge about Jesus before you can be saved. It's about believing. And believe don't make you no zinc. Okay. Now, if you think it's a joke, the time has come when the wrath of the gods will do exactly like they want to. And if you look around you, you will see wrath being expressed by the gods. Okay? And these white people think that, oh, everything is hunky-dory, right? But look at them. Look at their intellect. Our intellect gone bad. And we are suffering, and they kill like so many, I mean, number of, you know, holocausts of us. And we have not been able to retaliate against them at all, right? But the retaliate of knowledge coming back to us will kick them without we fire a bullet. The truth will do it. You watch them. Because they will go down to where nobody wants to see them. And that is happening right now. You watch and see. Let me get on to give you a little melody, because I talk a lot and I have some time here. I'm going to give you a little melody, and I hope you like it. Skeeter Davis. I hope you like that tune, and think about these things, whether you want your inner core to change to knowing Okay? That's what I find myself want to know. All right. Here we have this next portion. You know what? My inner room was not opening up before, so I just came back here to see if anything would happen, and you know what, it won't allow me to type, but I am glad that it opened up to those who come in. Hello, Mr. Pass. Mr. Passon? Christian was a Roman tax status. Okay. White people are also Mamalis, I guess if I pronounce that right. Yes, white people are also mamalis of the class mammalia of worm-blooded higher vibrates such as plencitals, marsupials. You know, I don't use these big words. Or mamori. You know, you have to come on here and come read this thing to me, because I mean, yes. Marnotremis, that nourish their young with milk, secreted by mammary glands. Okay, so it's secreted by mammary glands. Of the skin, usually more or less covered with hair, and include human. If it was not for white people, you would not be able to get your message out. Oh really? Oh, somebody is offering something as a rebuttal to what I say. And this is what they are saying. If it was not for white people, listen to me. You didn't hear anything that I was saying. Because you can't get out of the three life forms and get anywhere in the world of knowledge. You can't. All right, we have the billions of years of these first living things. The first living things, what they are? the first species. All right, they are microscopic organisms. They were the first. Once the earth dry land came. Prior to that, no, it was water, and we were not getting anything about anything that live in water. This doesn't give us any of that, okay? And I'm not saying that may not exist, but as far as we humans are concerned on what we get in science, we get in the billions of years, 3.7 billions of years with microscopic, okay? And then the first pieces to appear, okay? The first pieces on Earth is, you see, this is the problem that came up when I was, that white people are hiding. They will not tell you that they are the second life form that is a species. And that in the billion of years, you don't have no species there. You only start having species in the second species in the millions of years. And I read it like 55 million years when the monkeys began to come out. And they are the white people. Because the only next sapien is the humans. And the humans has two subgroups. Now, what you coming in here and writing about? No, you know, you're not going to do that here. You're not going to do that here. Mm-mm. No, you're not going to do that here. Because you're not following anything but your fucking asshole. No, you don't come here and write these kind of things and tell me about for white people. No, you don't come here and talk this kind of stuff. Because you don't have a source that you are coming from. So you're not going to come with your sodomite invasion into our countries. And come talk about your white people, and if not for white people. You're not going to come here and do that. You hear me? No, you don't come here and do that. Because the next time I see you come here, I'm going to jump on you. No joke about that. You're not bringing your whole bunch of nasty fucking assholes. Nature don't even want to see you. Because nature never make a penis and an anus body hole for nobody to fuck. Nature don't want to see you. So don't come here and write these kind of stuff for me to see that. Dude is talking about, all right, I'm going to read what he said, though, because, I mean, people would like to hear what they come here and said. Right. To get your message, he says, if it wasn't for white people, you would not be able to get your message out. But wait a minute. Who said that we were trying to get message out here? No, I mean, I always identify who we are. And we weren't here waiting to evangelize anything. You come from all the way in Europe and come into the Western world and follow us and kill how many of us you kill. Now, I must take this as something nice. You're coming up here and talking about what this is and what that is and stuff like that. I don't want to know nothing about them. You go away and go study them for yourself. But take them to Europe. Don't come here with it and then you want to behave like you're doing a nice thing and doing me a favor. I'm getting my message out. You go back with your fucking asshole back to Europe. Because right now, we are coming out of our delusion from your many disease. We are coming out, right? And now you want to come here and muddy up what I am saying. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. You go back out there where you come from with it. And come out here and run gone. You see what I mean? run gone. Without white people. Now, these fucking ass are coming here to talk about without them. What did they do? And they can't show you any product that they make in Europe under the BC era. You think you can fool us? You watch. No. No. No, no. Because you can't sustain anything that you talk about white people. You are not even people. Oh, let me keep on telling you this. White people are sodomites. And you did not originate into the microbe billions of years. That's not where you came in. You came in when dry land, right? Millions of years, that's where you come in. And now you want to be called human being. You are not. You are only monkeys. That's where you come from. And crossbreeding is not going to make you be a human being. You just get that straight. Get it straight, bro. You get it straight. So he goes on to say, without white people, and they can't stop wanting to be like human beings. They started with the Neanderthals. And then they come on us now where they can talk now and look like human beings. That's the process they go through. Now, don't come here and talk this, because look, the more you come here and talk this, is the more, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to take back what I say. Come as much as you want and talk your thing. Because, you know what? What you say seems to have a deeper sense to me. Because you say if it hadn't been for one of fucking ass people, I couldn't, other people who are hearing what I'm saying, if you were just out there fooling them, and you don't come here so that I can talk about who make them here, you know that makes some sense. It makes some sense. It helps to pass your all spirit out into the dark vortex. That's right. The more they know, is the better it is. So come here, really. So I was hot and, you know, and all that. But now that I think it over, no, I'll never tell you not to come back. Because I am very sure people going to find out just by listening to this. It will force them to like say, look, get away from these fucking asshole white people, them. Because they think that they are this and they are that. You know, with their invasion and colonization, they think that they are this and they are that. They don't know that we know now what the end of them gonna be. We know that now. Okay? So, yeah, I am enjoying this because you have given me something to tell people. Okay? And if you had sense, you would be hiding it, because you're me digging out everything already and you come and endorse it. You know what? All right. I cool down. He goes on to say a little bit more. All other races must bow to white people. Well, it happened because you come here with disease. Hey, that bowing was not good bow, bro. It was not. When you send this message out there to people, and people know the truth, bro, your lifespan gets short. But because we've been trying to get rid of you, right? And haven't found out the way for a long time. But now we do. We do. You see what I mean? Because you can only come here and talk to the four walls and say all these things. But, and then it gets out. You know, your nasty sewer self is being known now because I am going to talk. Right? And then, since I'm not compromising, you're going to get, that's right, the end of the stick you're supposed to get. Now, scientists describe earliest primates, fossils, Andrea Godin, and he put a thing that you can click to go to the website. He's on Blog Talk Radio as well. So he has. I don't know if anybody wants to go there. I know I am not going to go there. You can come here as much as you want, and we will wrestle, right? And I will, you know, I mean, what you call it, throw you into the hoop, you know? And call car fire outside Reading Caliph. Called the whatever it is. So that's the link that he leave here for somebody to call. Now, you know, I mean, I don't encourage anybody to call anything that they have, because I remember a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, there are a few of them that come and listen to my show. They didn't come for a long time. it's not expected, because I'm not like a church, one of their homosexual church. So they will come and try to see if they can gain some ground and somebody that they can out talk. But I'm not the person that anybody can out talk. And I'm not just saying that to scare anybody away. Come and talk to me and experience for yourself that I'm not like whoever else you think that you can out-talk. You are criminal. I know when the hominids, they left Africa and go into Europe. I know that. And I know when you begin to, I was reading this thing, and a lot of them, they don't care what you say, because all they care about is fucking Batty. And that's why they are here. They are all around the world because they want us to become fucking Batty. And if you say a lie, why did Obama make federal law to marry women and women, men and men? Why did he do that in America? Knowing that you're invaded our place, you're not supposed to be, you know. And when the God's ready to, like, do a soccer, you know, that's what is going to happen. It's begin already, but you think that you can survive. But the God is going to do it at a level where you're not going to survive him. You're not going to survive what they do. All right. And so, you know, I had something that I was going to say when I came over here, and now yes, you see, they're proud of stealing from us and knowing that it's their disease that wreck our brain. They don't care, but I tell you what, it's getting over the time now, and things are going to be different. All right. And so, let me go back to what I was going to say. So my friend, Doc Northwest Media Man, I forget your name, you know, I put your name down somewhere and I forget it. Give me your name again and I will make sure that I have it so I can call your name honorably each time, right? If you're able to do that. Now, I cannot do any writing because the system is not all that good all the time. So those that come in can access the chat room, but I cannot write anything in there right now. I'm blocked from writing things. So. Anyway, things are good at this level, and I am going to go over back to the studio to where the other writing I'm going to try and talk about. On July 26, 2018, the so-called car fire outside Redding, California spawned the last update, August 23, 2023, 2:30 p.m. PDT, the BC Wildfire Service says its crews captured a fire tornado on video this past week near the downtown Lake Wildfire, west of Lil Loot. In the video, in the video, a swirling vortex can be seen twisting above the lake as the mainland burns behind it. You hear that? This is just when? A late update, August 23. Now, we just turned into September, so it's not too long ago, right? By Charlie Carey and David Nadellini. Post August 23, 2023, 9:30 a.m. PDT. Last updated August 23, 2023, 2:30 p.m. PDT. The BC Wildfire Service says it's crews captured tornado on video this past week near the downtown Lake Wildfire west of Lil Loot. In the video, swirling vortex can be seen twisting above the lake as the mainland burned behind it. The service says it happened at Gun Lake on August 17. The phenomenon, also called a fire world is described as vertically oriented, intensely rotating columns of gas and flame. It was said to be caused by cold front. Yeah, that combined with the intense wildfire. Really? Cold front with the wildfire? Heat from the down lake blaze. I don't know if that is making any sense to me now. It doesn't sound like it making sense to me. Cold front. And cause, culminate with coldness, make fire. If I understand it, that's what I'm thinking that it is saying. Intensely was more extreme during this overnight period. At nighttime too, right? That even make it worse. That fire should not be likely. Right? It should be like normal tornadoes. But what caught that afire? You know, coal and fire make fire? And cold, I don't think make fire. Reaching intensity that had not been seen even during the day. This is what I'm saying. The service said, you see what I mean? So these sodomites, they don't understand, but it is all prescribed for them. They come over here and talk about for white people, and you are not white people to begin with. Come on. The BC Wild Service, the BC Wildfire Service had tornadoes like this are incredibly rare and unusual. Them sodomites, you tell them about it. These unique conditions and extreme fire behavior are not experienced on the majority of fire in BC. Not in the BC time. Nobody don't see that back here. The service said, the first known and verified fire tornado occurred in Australia during 2002 and 2003. Now, that was the first one known, right? And that is just the other day. In the 2000, you see, Canberra brush fire, which killed four, injured almost 500, and razed 470 homes. You see? The sign is showing them that you come here and root out the African people and want everybody to become sodomites. Previously to this verification, small fire swirls were known to happen previously, right? Just small swirls were known to happen. But there came, though, the time when in Australia there is a confirmed extreme fire behavior are not expected, but it happened. You see, it happened. It is observed. It is verified. The first known and verified fire tornado, the one in 2003. Oh, the one in 2003. Right? Australia. This one was verified. So, they saw that one. It's a tornado, verified fire. You see? And I think I heard about it somewhere along the way. Canberra brush fire, which killed 4 people, injured almost 500, and razed 470 homes. You hear that? You see, and they don't take it for nothing. It was never happening at all. And these are things that are not man-made. But think about the clouds that form above our heads. Do you think human being can form clouds over our heads? Fall rain? No. No, when I talk about the gods and Elohim, these faggots, oh, they don't care. They don't care. They do not care. And all of the tornadoes that been coming down and formed by the Almighty, these faggots, they don't care. Wow, pretty girls and, you know, good-looking men and, you know, a man, married man and all them women, married women. And they love this life. Yes. Previous to this verification, small fires, world were known to happen. You see? So the record is there that these things never happened before these sodomites come in, invade, and colonize. Not just one place where we settled. Think about where we're coming from in Europe. I mean, not in Europe, but in Africa. Where we come from, we don't read nothing of this kind to happen. But since they came here, yeah. And everywhere, they think that they are supposed to go everywhere and set up shop, you know, and they are sodomites, and it's their turn to rule the world. Okay. Well, listen to me. I bring you these shows not for joke. And, of course, I don't bring in the shows for white people to be benefited. I'm not benefiting them nothing. I am telling them that the world that they manage to create, they call it a new world. Well, the only new world is the civilized world that the gods came here and created. You decide that you come in here and you're going to do this. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, this is our land. With you thinking that fucking asshole is the best gift you bring for us. No, thank you. Thank you.
lips of the righteous teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same. To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth.